come in the streets to lift up this glorious Savior. We come in the streets to preach the gospel, his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. We come into the streets to tell of his goodness, love, grace, and mercy, that while you live in your sin, you are without hope. But the Bible says if you'll forsake your sin. What is sin? Sin is the transgression of God's law. Let me help you. If you live like the culture in their cultural church system, if you live in pride and vanity, how you dress yourself, if you live for sports and politics and entertainment, if you live for the church systems that Satan's built on Sunday with Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, cultural Christianity, you're not forsaking your sin. The Bible says flee, repent, and forsake your sin. American Christianity lives in their sin. Flesh Fest, Life Fest, is proof of that. United to Roman Catholicism and preaching a false gospel. Loving our neighbor, telling the truth today. Yes, sir. How can I help you? What's your name, man?
Noah.
What's your name?
Noah.
Noah.
Yes.
I know that name. I'm Tupos. How can I help you?
He said he came here with his family or with his sister, kind of brought him here.
So
I brought him over here.
Are you a follower of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
You are?
Nice meeting you. I'm going to go back down there.
Do you think you're born again? Do you know what that means?
Yes.
What does that mean to be born again? Do you know the gospel to eternal life? You kind of heard me preach it.
Yes.
What's the gospel?
It's that if a man does not sin, he'll be born again in heaven.
Amen. So you'll be born again. Who do you have to put your faith in?
Jesus.
Right. And what does he ask you to do? You could just believe and you'll go to heaven?
No.
No? What do you have to do?
They have to change your ways and not sin.
Is that called repentance?
Yes.
It is. So by faith, repentance, you'll be born again. What do you think is the fruit when you're born again? That you just live like the world, you practice false ways, you kind of follow your own way in the culture, or do you follow Christ and his word and his ways?
Christ and his ways and his world.
Yep. And let me ask you another question. So do you think automatically by today just believing you're guaranteed heaven no matter what, you're guaranteed to be in the kingdom of God, or do you have to strive in that and remain in it and follow Christ to be faithful to him?
We ask to remain faithful to Christ.
Yep. So that's the gospel. You got the gospel right. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think the American church system, when I say that, I mean I'm talking like Sunday church. Now, we don't keep like Saturday. Some people do Saturday Sabbath. You're familiar with that? Okay, well, we don't do the Saturday Sabbath. Well, so I say Sunday church, it covers like everybody, like the, you know what Roman Catholics are, evangelical. Do you go to a church?
No, I used to go to Sunday church with my aunt and uncle, but I stopped going.
Good.
My parents don't go to church.
Good. That's good. You know what you should do instead of going to church?
No.
You should read the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. You should study it, and you should ask God and say, help me conform to your word, not to some church system. You know the church systems are full of money.
Yeah.
Greed, hypocrisy, worldliness. You're a young man. Have you noticed a lot of Christian women dress like harlots?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
What are they doing when they dress like harlots? Showing their bodies off.
Yeah.
Is that of God?
No.
So I have a question for you. Why don't their dads and their pastors tell them that's ungodly?
I don't know.
Because they're trying to fill up buildings. They're trying to get many people to come. And if you make people angry and people don't want to follow Jesus fully, what will they do?
Away.
They leave and they go find another place. So this place, Flesh Fest, is sinful. We're still waiting for any man to bring a Bible and open the scriptures. All right, we got a guy right here. And show me where we can live worldly and be of Jesus.
How is this living worldly though?
This is connected to the world in fleshly. First of all, the gospel is false. Okay, you got a Bible. So the gospel is false. So Life Fest connects to Roman Catholicism. They put a mass on every day. Bob Lentz, the founder of this, it's on my testing. If you Google it, it comes up second. Bob Lentz says, I got a picture of him, praying with Roman Catholics. He says they're his mentors. Are you a Roman Catholic?
Huh? No.
Okay, that is a paganized, worldly, ungodly offering. That mass crucifies Jesus. They say he's in the bread and the wine. It's idolatry. It's a papal pope system. This is linked to that. Now let's go further. So that's heresy.
Hold on.
You can't be part of that.
Walmart?
Walmart has nothing to do with spiritual. This is spiritual unity, sir. That has nothing to do with it. We're in the world, we're not of it. This is spiritual unity.
Well, then I don't believe you should go to
the
Walmart.
The gospel. No, you're not spiritually discerning. Jesus said we're in the world.
You're feeding money.
We're in the world, we're not of it.
LGBTQ community.
They preach a false gospel.
Well,
They preach a gospel.
Have you been in there?
Andrew Palau is going to preach a gospel in there. I have a video of him on my testing. Yeah. He's going to preach a gospel. In the early part of this gospel presentation to people, he's revving them up by telling them, your area in England, you got the greatest rock bands. And he's naming the rock bands. Are rock bands of God? They're not. He's talking about the world boxing champion. He's talking about their great soccer teams. And the crowd gets all worked up. And his gospel presentation at the end is not repentance, is not holiness. His gospel presentation at the end is a Bob Lentz Flesh Fest, Life Fest presentation. Believe in Jesus. Raise your hand. Say this prayer. Congratulations. You're going to heaven now. Jesus said, lose your entire life. Obey me. Come out of the world. Repent of your sin. That is not this place. This is a worldly churchianity.
So if you want to go with that, Jesus said, sell all of your belongings and come and
follow me. Done
so
that.
How do you have belongings?
I've done that. I've sold everything, and really? I follow and I preach Christ in the streets all over the place. So you're just That's making good. Excuses That's for good. Sin. See, you carry a Bible, but you don't even obey it.
Oh, I read it.
You read it, but you don't obey it. Because men don't cover their heads while they talk about the things of God. That's ungodly. Paul said don't do that in 1 Corinthians 11. You wouldn't wear that in your religious church service, but you do it out here in the streets. That's because you're a compartmental Christian. Really, you'd wear those hats? You'd wear those hats in the church service? No, you wouldn't. That's disrespectful. Here's God's everywhere. It shows you how compromised you are. If you look up the testing, you'll see it. False gospels, worldliness, selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for selling the things of God. Toby Mac is a music whore.
This isn't in a temple.
We're the temple. The body is the temple.
So
now
you can't sell anything then?
No.
You'd never be able to sell anything.
Not in God's name. Don't sell the things of God. See, you don't know how to spiritually discern. You're probably not even born of God. Jesus said by his death, burial, and resurrection, you have to repent. You have the fruit. I know by the fruit.
You have a very interesting view.
By the fruit, I can tell neither of you are born again. Jesus said you know a man by his fruit. So you have a Bible, but you don't obey it.
How do you know me?
Because I can see your fruit.
How can you see my fruit?
You're defending sin. You look very worldly. You go against the word of God.
And the Bible says, judge not lest ye be.
Oh, no. He tells us in Matthew 7, judge rightly. Get the plank out of your eye that you can help your brother with a splinter. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5, judge the church. Judge the body.
Are you sure?
I never live in sin. When I fall into sin by my flesh, I repent and I leave it. This is practicing sin. You practice sin. Christmas, Easter, false Sunday church.
Nope.
God's word condemns your faith, sir. The wrath of God is upon you lest you repent. So there's a good example of a man that has a Bible. He says he reads it, but let me offer it to you, my neighbors. Reading the Bible and obeying and keeping the Bible, two different things. Criminals know the law. How many criminals keep the law? They don't. When the police show up, what do criminals do? They run because they're guilty. American Christians have to run away from the truth because God's word convicts them. So you'll see, there's a difference between having a Bible, knowing it. He's worldly. He's defending. He's talking about, then you can't have money. You have to separate that which is God. You know, if you have a car and you drive it to go to work, is that sinful?
No.
If you have a car and you drive it to go buy porn and get drunk, is that sinful? We spiritually discern these things. Walmart, is it sinful to buy food at Walmart?
No.
What if I go buy their best nudie magazine? I don't think they sell them, but what if I go and I buy a gun because I want to go shoot people with it? You see what I'm saying? We spiritually discern these things. Is this directly linked to God?
No.
Sure it is. Life Fest, they're claiming it's a Christian music thing, right? Isn't it? Yeah, so it's directly linked to God, and they're slandering God, they're trampling the gospel, they're living in false doctrine. Things like crucifixes won't save you, sir. Putting Jesus on a t-shirt won't save you. Have you noticed a lot of American Christians, they wear a cross? What do they think that does for them? When they live in sin, you think that's going to stop the judgment of God? How about when people put like Jesus on their t-shirt, but they live like the world in sin? How about a bumper sticker on your car? So I tell everybody, look at it, but you don't live for Jesus and defend and keep his doctrines.
Yeah.
Isn't that what's called hypocrisy?
Yeah.
I don't want you to be a hypocrite. So what I'd encourage you to do is stay out of the church systems. Get in the word of God. I gave you a gospel card, right?
Yes, she did.
Okay, do you go on the internet?
Yes.
Go to don'tperish.com. I got thousands of articles for free. I don't sell this stuff like they do. Do you think it's sinful to sell what God gave us free? You know Toby Mac, he's a singer in here? Multi-millionaire.
He's the one that my father likes to listen to her.
He's a worldly man. You know what Toby Keith did? Toby Keith went back and united with his band members from DC Talk. It's his old band. One of his band members stopped believing in Jesus, said he no longer believes in Jesus, so he's an antichrist type. He threw Jesus away, and now he defends and promotes the LGBT. Do you think the LGBT, do you think that's God's way?
I don't know what that is.
Gays, lesbians, sodomites?
No.
That's not God's way, is it?
No.
Toby Keith holds hands with guys that say it's... Do you see what I'm saying, how corrupt this is? And another question for you. Music on stage, one guy on stage singing, everybody's looking at him, everybody's moving and dancing. Does that sound fleshly to you or spiritual?
Fleshly.
How do we worship God?
Spiritually.
In spirit. So I'm just giving you a bunch of things. So if you go and look up our testing, you'll see it. And I got a whole bunch of other articles there that will edify you, and my email's on there. I'd love to hear from you, Noah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seek the kingdom of God. Don't follow this false way.
I came here because my sister wanted me to come. She wanted me to...
You go in there. You know what? If you're going to go in there, right?
Yes.
I understand. Go test everything I just told you. Go look around. Go see who really wants to be holy. Go see who's really transforming their life. Go see who lives like the world versus is calling out for... Ready? This is what I hear. Last thing, then I'll let you go. The American church system, you know what I hear all the time? Grace. We're all going to sin a lot. God is love. See, all this stuff defending sin. You know what I never hear, Noah? Repentance. Holiness, righteousness, seek that which is good for you. You never hear that. Why do you think that is?
Because they want people to go out and keep sinning and doing the things that they're doing.
You don't want to do that.
Nope.
They're going to lose their most. Go in there. I want you to go in there and look around. Per Jesus, Matthew 7, he said most everyone is going to perish. Only a puny few. Look around at those thousands of people there and realize almost every one of them are going to suffer the wrath and judgment of God in hell. I don't want you to be one of them. You repent, you follow Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yeah.
Good talking to you.
Time.
We love you. Hope to hear from you sometime.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, sir. How can I help you?
I'm Brady.
You're Brady?
Yeah, I would like to ask what you're doing out here. And
what am I doing out here? All right, so you don't look like a mocker.
No.
All right. Sometimes guys come up and they want to mock. So since you guys are all listening, so the reason we're staying out here against Life Fest, I call it Flesh Fest. Jesus came into the world. Let me preach the gospel real quick. This is the means by which you find eternal life. Jesus came into the world fully man, fully God, and he shed his blood and he rose again. He's the only way. Almost all of us agree with that.
Yeah.
That's about where it stops with agreement in the Bible. Then the Bible says Jesus died and shed his blood for you. So I have a question. If let's say you in the colored shirt there, if you were bleeding to death, okay? If you were bleeding to death, and if somebody came up to you and had a big bandage, you know what blood stop is? Like a bandage or like powder, and you're bleeding to death, and you go, oh, blood stop and a big bandage, bleeding to death, blood stop. What do you have to do to save your life? Thank you, young man. Apply it. So Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection. Just believing in that, do you think that's going to save any of you? Just believing in it. Does Satan believe it?
He does.
He does. He won't be saved. You must apply the blood, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus by what? Repenting. The next call, Jesus' first ministry words. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. What's repentance, biblically?
Well, as far as I know, it's confessing your sin, turning away from it. Giving your life to Jesus.
Amen. Very good. So a lot of people say, oh, okay, repentance is, I know I'm a sinner, I feel bad. Well, that's part of it. But if you feel bad about your sin, and he said confess, which is true, do you know what the word confess means? The word confess means you agree, okay? Ma'am, they're listening to the proclamation of the gospel. They're free to walk anytime. You're free to turn anytime, okay? Away from your sin. So when you confess your sin, you must turn from it. Now, what's sin? You didn't get the answer before. Do you know what sin is?
Sin is turning away from God and his ways.
Yeah, that's real close. Can I give you a biblical definition? Sin is the transgression of God's law. Okay? So sin is what God says to do, you go do different. How many sins did it take for Adam and Eve to get thrown out of the garden? How many sins did it take for two priests in the Leviticus chapter 10 that brought strange fire and God turned them into charcoal briquettes by fire and judgment? One sin. They brought strange fire. How about Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5? A husband and wife, that's my wife over there. How many lies killed him? One. I'm telling you this, so I want you to look at your life and go, one sin that I do and keep that I don't repent of and leave and put under Jesus' blood. If you willingly keep sin, it's on your record, not Jesus. That's called willful sin. Hebrews 10:26 says, if we willfully sin, there's no sacrifice. This system and the evangelical Sunday church system pretty much teaches a gospel like Jesus died, you're all going to sin a lot, he died to cover your sins, try your best, but believe in him and you're going to heaven. That is not the gospel. By faith in his shed blood, you must repent, turn from sin. Here's where it gets great. When you're willing to turn from sin, you got to come out of the culture and its ways. You got to come out of the false church system. You know God hates false churchianity? He hates false ways. He says in Mark 7, you worship God in vain, teaching man-made doctrines and keeping them. You worship God in vain. That's your Sunday church system. God didn't invent it. He says you have to turn away from it in repentance. And when God sees a willing vessel, when you're willing to obey God with your whole life, Jesus said, lose your life. You think you can hold on to any part of your life to follow Christ? No, you got to lose it all. God says in Acts 5, when he sees a willing vessel that's willing to obey God, he gives the Holy Spirit. You're by faith, you repent, you're born again. What's the fruit that you're born again? I go to church, maybe wear a cross, I get baptized, I try not to look at violent video games or movies, but I still do a lot of sinful stuff. No, the fruit that you're born of God, the Holy Spirit, you think the Holy Spirit lives in you? Does he guide you? Does he keep you in sin? Does he make you like the world or like God? Does he call you out of every false way? Yeah, so the Holy Spirit teaches, comforts, and convicts. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. And so the fruit, if you're born again, ready? I'm going to test everything I do. Why do I talk the way I do? Maybe I use slang words. Why do I do that? That's not glorifying to God. The Holy Spirit will convict you. Ready? Why do I dress in a way to show off my body? God actually dressed us. Yeah, on Genesis 3, he dressed us. God himself dressed us. Why do I watch movies that are violent and show me images that make me think of sin? Whether it's sexual, violent, whatever. All of these things you begin to test. Hey, my church system. I'm going to a church system. A young man stood right here. Praise God, he was going in. He said, My conscience is pricked by the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm leaving. I got to go test this. He said, in his church system, in the sanctuary where they sing and they pray and everybody gets emotional like what's going on in there, he said, they seem like they're all about God for that half an hour, 45 minutes. They come into the coffee house, the foyer, and he said, I want to talk about God and go deep in my faith. He said, all the people in my church, and this is all over America, they want to talk about the Packers, sports. Hey, man, look at my new outfit, movies, video games. He said they don't seem like they love God. Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. And so what's the fruit of your life? Is your whole life consumed with this gospel? Faith, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience in all your ways. And last part, you don't have salvation guaranteed locked up today. Jesus never taught that. Paul never taught that. You have the hope of eternal life to come. Guess what you have to do to get it? It's a free gift that God can only give you, but then you got to walk in it. What do you have to do to get it? Do you have to keep following God? Do you have to keep believing in God? Do you have to keep repenting of sin? Do you have to keep walking in righteousness all because of what he's done? Yes. The Bible says, lest you endure in a saving faith, you believed in vain. 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus tells us you must endure to the end. Matthew 10, Matthew 24. Most of the stuff I'm preaching to you young people is totally against what they teach you in there. This guy, this evangelist in here, Andrew Plow, tonight's going to tell a bunch of unbelievers, Jesus loves you. That's actually a lie. Let me explain. God so loved the world. Is that what it says? Yeah. Do you think if you live in your sin and your willful sin and you keep sinning and you say, I'm going to sin, I don't care, do you think you're going to get the love of God or the wrath of God? What's that? Okay, if you live in sin, the Bible tells us you're not going to get the love of God. You're going to get the wrath of God. So the gospel is beautiful because here it is. It's what Jesus did, his perfect work. We can't work our way to heaven. You and I can't do what he did. But this is what everybody forgets. Your response to it. It's a blood covenant. I'm married to my wife. Are you married?
No.
Oh, You're bigger, so you look older. Sorry. If you're in a marriage covenant, do you think you have to endure in that every day? If you got married, can you go cheat on your husband? Sure you can. You can. But you wouldn't. Right. But if you did, you broke your covenant. So you must endure and walk in it. And Christ said, if you remain in me, John 15, you will produce much fruit. I'm the vine, you're a branch. What does the branch of a really holy, godly vine produce? Worldliness, carnality, and false traditions? Or righteousness, goodness, truth, purity, and holiness? So look at the American church system, look at your own life, and ask yourself, what is your life producing? Are you talking in a God-honoring fashion? Are you dressing in a God-honoring fashion? God actually dresses. He actually teaches women to cover their heads. The Bible teaches that. My wife practices it. It was that way for 1900 years in the known Christian world till feminism rose up. Makeup and jewelry. And let me tell you something. I love all of you. I'm not better than any of you. You know what I used to be? I know I'm not a real big guy, but you know what I used to be? Bodybuilder. Yeah, I looked in the mirror more than all of you women lined up together for years, training my body to be puffed up in pride. I know all about pride and vanity. I dressed it. I wore shirt sizes 3 times too small to look cool. This is not of God. Proverbs 6 says God hates a proud look. That means how you dress, how you act. Man, look at my car I'm driving. I got shiny car, chrome wheels. Look at everybody's envying me. You're causing people to have covetousness. If you have a girlfriend and you dress her up to look nice, she's in sin, showing her body off. You're in sin because you got guys going, man, whew, wish I had her. Is that sin? You know that's sin. That's covetousness. So by living shamefaced, by living holy, by living godly, by living biblical in every aspect of your life, you become blameless. You're not working your way to heaven. You're working for the one that made your way. And when people tell me, well, you sound like your workspace. No, I just told you, faith's of God. Is faith of God? Is repentance of God? Is being born again of God? Can I born again myself? Can I born again myself? No. Is holiness and obedience something God helps us do by His Spirit? And does the Spirit help us endure? That's the gospel I preach. I need God for every one of those. How could I ever work my way to heaven? But I am working for the one that made my way. And Jesus said, work while it's day, night's coming. So the fruit of your life is not that you're playing video games, watching worldly movies, dressing like the culture, attending Sunday churchianity, keeping pagan Christmas and Good Friday. These are pagan holidays ordained by the Roman Catholics. Did you know that? The Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. The Roman Catholics, they're going to do the Roman Catholic Mass in here. Every day it's going on. Bob Lentz, the founder of this place, says the Roman Catholics are his mentor. Do you know anything about the Roman Catholic faith? It's not of God. They murdered 50 million people in the Dark Ages. They believe that Mary hears your prayers. They believe you can confess to a priest. They believe you should pray on rosary beads. Can you find that anywhere in the Bible? You can't. It's not in the Bible. They're linked to it in here. That's why I'm standing against this. So you got to look at every aspect of your life and say, as my parents, my pastor, have they taught me to be holy and come out and follow Jesus Christ? Or am I following? Ready? Paul warned of a false Jesus. I would offer to all of you that if you go to a church system, because they haven't taught you in these sound doctrines, you're following a false cultural Jesus. That's why I call it cultural churchianity. It used to be Israel. Go read in the Old Testament. Israel was called out to be separate from the world. And now, today, and the Bible still in the New Testament, Paul says in Romans 12, Paul says, don't conform to the world. That means in every way, how you spend your time, how you dress, how you act, who you hang out with. Today, the culture, is it not true? The culture has merged with the church systems. Look at the music that's going to go on there. Worldly music. Toby Mac, a music whore. Why is he a music whore? I said it. The word whore is in the Bible a whole bunch of times. What's a whore? A whore is a woman that sells her body for money. You're all old enough to hear this. It's right in the Bible. What does Toby Mac sell? Music. He's a music whore. He's a millionaire selling what? The things of God. What did Jesus make a whip for in John 2 when they were doing that in the temple?
He made a whip to drive people out of the temple who were making it a marketplace, which is different than...
Who's the temple in the house of God today?
Which is different than using your skills and abilities to glorify Christ.
Nope. You don't glorify Christ in his worldly carnal hip-hop music. God never ordained that. It's fleshly.
Can you point me to the Bible verse that pushes people away from hip-hop?
points people away from hip-hop. Yeah. The Bible says in Romans 8:8, you can't please God in the flesh. When you're jumping around and dancing, this is flesh. You must worship God in the spirit. No, that's in the Old Testament. Nobody danced in the New Testament. Nobody danced in the New Testament. But Toby Mac, let's go back. He's selling the things of God for money. Toby Mac unites the people that promote LGBTQ, the gay agenda. Toby Mac. The Roman Catholics are leaning towards that. So this is all corruption, okay? And it's all sin, and this is fleshly Christianity, churchianity. It's not holy biblical Christianity. Any questions from any young people? You're getting itchy and you've listened a long time.
Is it possible for...
You gotta come close, I got a bad ear.
Is it possible for a Christian to go to this and still worship Christ in their own way?
Actually, the answer to that is, if someone was totally ignorant, there is grace. But now that you know, the Holy Spirit's going to convict you. And the answer to that is, once you know, James says to not do what you know is right is sin. So if you keep Christmas and you go, wow, it's a Roman Catholic holiday, it's not in the Bible, that's sin. Once you know of something and you're aware of it, it's sin. If you're ignorant, God may give you some grace. Now, that doesn't mean that these people going in there that haven't heard what I have to say, they have the Bible. Paul says in Romans 1, no one is without excuse. Why? God created the world. Everyone can see there's a God. We know that the Word of God is the Bible. We know that the Holy Spirit guides us. It says, test all things. And if people would test their churchianity, do you know why people love churchianity so much? Paul told us why. It's a fulfillment of prophecy. He said, in the last days, I'll get to you in a second. He said, in the last days, he said, they will heap up for themselves itchy-eared teachers, telling them what they want to hear. They will no longer love sound doctrine, and they will walk in lies and worldliness and carnality. That's the church system today.
So my question is, it just seems kind of inconsistent, because you said if people do these things and they live a certain way, they'll be blameless, but there are verses in the Bible that says no one is blameless, no, not one.
What verse says that?
It just doesn't seem like...
What verse says no one is blameless, no, not one?
It just doesn't seem like you're being logical.
See, you're just throwing... What verse says that?
You haven't told me any verses. You go, oh...
Sure, I have.
And then you say, oh, in Hebrews 7, they say this. And you haven't told me any verses.
I said, Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. Romans 12:2 says don't conform to the world. This is the world's music.
So what I'm saying is, you've talked a lot about legalism. You've talked about...
Not legalism. Obeying God is not legalism.
Do you believe there are certain...
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Is that legalism?
Styles of music that are sinful based on... So you don't think Toby Mac is sinful?
First of all, you don't associate with men that have false doctrine. Done! Romans 16:17 says, mark those who teach contrary to sound doctrine and avoid them. It doesn't say listen to their music.
Do we avoid you? Because it seems like you're...
Name one thing I've said that's false.
I think you've said a lot of things about legalism.
Really? Legalism. What's legalism?
Legalism is doing things, basically living in a way that your actions are determining your salvation. And you're saying...
Your acts do determine your salvation.
No,
the fruit that you're following Jesus.
No, because the Bible says the only way to Christ is...
We already determined. If you're married and your wife cheats on you, she won't turn to you and go, I love you in my heart, overlook me laying with your best friend.
So
you would say, you got to repent of that.
So what you're saying is, can a Christian live, follow Christ, and continue to sin?
And live in sin?
Continue to sin.
If they live in willful sin, they're going to lose their soul.
So if they... No, but not living in willful
sin. Willful sin.
If they continue to sin in a certain way. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying this.
I don't know what you're saying. If you know you're in sin, you need to repent and leave it. If you don't know you're in sin, then there's ignorance. God might give some grace for ignorance. But if you know it's sin and you keep doing it, it's on you. It's not on Jesus.
Do you believe a Christian can live in a way without sinning at all?
No one can live perfect... Wait... No one can live perfect as God without sin, but the Bible calls us over 30 times in the New Testament to be ye perfect. Do you know what that word perfect in the Bible means? Have you studied?
What does the original Greek mean?
Well, yeah, you know what it means? Complete and mature. So what that means is all of us have the proclivity to continue to either choose sin or fall into sin, but here's the difference. In 1 John it says, we don't practice sin. So a man just tried to spit on me a little while ago. Okay? And men go down and spit on my wife and call her names, like C-U-N-T. I'll spell it. That gets in my flesh. I don't like that. My first thought is, man, don't do that. Now, that's flesh. I don't do it. I repent and I put it down. I'd be arrested 10 times already if I would fight every guy that gets in my face when I'm street preaching. So we don't live and practice sin. If you practice sin...
I just want to say something.
If you practice sin, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says that. Hebrews 10, 26 and 27 says, if we willfully sin, there remains no sacrifice for sins, but a fiery judgment coming to consume the adversaries of God.
So from your perspective, if you sin out of ignorance,
that's up to God.
That is up to God. But if you sin, if you choose to sin,
if you choose to sin and you don't repent, it's on your record. You're going to lose your soul.
You don't lose salvation.
I think that is
really. So can the practicing homosexual go to heaven?
I think.
Can he?
I think there's enough.
How about a practicing liar? How about a practicing drunk?
You not lie.
How about a practicing thief?
I think there's enough. I think there's nuances in this that we need to talk.
Where? Where? What verses? What verses? What nuances?
You are under legalism.
What nuances? It's not legalism to obey God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And this is feminism. Men are talking and she's piping up. The women are supposed to be quiet when men reason in the word. The Bible says that too. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No. First Corinthians 1 says this letter is for all bodies everywhere. And in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul says the women should be quiet in the bodies. Be silent. No, not true. Not true. So you got to repent. Look at the flesh. The flesh always takes over. Feminism and flesh always takes over. Thank you for the young women that are being quiet and listening. They have a hope. But flesh takes over and it's sinful. So go back to the nuances. What sin can you keep practicing and still have eternal life?
Well, I actually want to go back to women not being able to speak.
Yes.
You have to look at that culturally and contextually.
Exactly.
When that book was written, it was written the church in Corinth.
What book?
The men were not teaching their wives about the ways of God.
Really?
They kept interrupting the church.
Corinth? How about 1 Timothy 2? He says, I don't let a woman teach or usurp authority.
Let me finish. You got to have patience.
How about 1 Timothy 2?
You got to have patience, remember?
You're teaching lies.
I'm not. Yeah,
that cultural Christianity is a lie. 1 Corinthians says it's for all people everywhere, all churches everywhere.
Look at the culture.
It's not cultural.
The men were not teaching their wives.
Nope.
The women kept interrupting church services saying, what does this mean?
Nope. And so Paul even says, as the law says, women should be silent.
So in the
1 Corinthians 14, 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy 2. What about 1 Timothy 2?
If you're not going to actually let...
But your false teaching, I don't let false teaching go on. If you could stand on the corner and go teach false over there, you're not going to do it. To me.
If you're not going to allow me to say,
I don't allow false teachers to teach.
If you're not going to allow,
you're teaching
me to say
falsely.
What I need to say.
You look like a worldly man going into Life Fest. What do you have to teach us? You have nothing to teach us.
You're not
a godly, holy, biblical man. You're a worldly, carnal man teaching false doctrine.
If you're not going to allow me to say what
I'm saying, I'm not going to allow false teachers. I don't have to listen to them. You can teach it, but I'm not listening to it.
The Bible talks about not answering a fool according to his
really, and fools go against the word of God. Fools go against the word of God. Fools don't know the word of God. Fools live in their sin. And that's what happens when you have people that twist the word of God out of context. 1 Corinthians is absolutely for all bodies everywhere. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Jesus made the narrow way. That was awesome. God, I was preaching to a whole group of people there. And then what happens is Satan always sends his workers up. Than to sweep people away. And this guy's dressed worldly, going into Life Fest, trying to teach me sound doctrine. It's not going to happen. They're false and they're not of God.